Okay, Tammy, can you hear me?
I absolutely can.
That's good. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much. I'm sorry there seems to be static, but I'm on a landline, so I don't know what else I could do.
Actually, I don't really hear it on my side. It sounds pretty good. So.
Awesome. That's the stuff we used to do to get out of phone calls with our parents, like keep the cellophane wrapper from a cigarette case from the smoker friends, yeah. And then, like, crumple it up. Can't hear you. Yeah. I'll call you later.
That would unfortunately, that doesn't work. The good old days are over.
It's over. There's no way you can ditch phone calls. You have to have your phone on. I mean, it's just horrible. Everybody can track you down.
Yeah, they GPS. They know exactly where you're at.
I know.
What you're wearing.
I know. Might as well just implant it.
Do you know you're calling Buffalo? I'm not sure. I know you might just get a list and, like, here's some people to call.
No, I know it's Buffalo. I have so much fun in Buffalo. Part of my career started in Buffalo at the old days in the Funny Bone.
Right, the long gone.
The Great Helium Comedy Club there, which is so much fun.
It is. I saw you. You were there not too long ago. You did great.
Thank you.
It was a good crowd. And you're from Cleveland, so I feel like that's Cleveland and Buffalo pretty much the same, just flip side of the lake. So
you guys have won a few games, your Bills, and you have hockey to look forward to. We don't have
that. No, you don't. But Buffalo, they're doing pretty bad right now, so.
But at least you have them. You know what I mean? That's the thing. Cleveland, it's so funny because we just can't give up. You can't give up the team because that'll be the year that they win, the year that you finally acquiesce and, like, I'm done with all Cleveland sports. You know, that's the year.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Buffalo people never give up Bills Sabres, but you're right.
No. I know. I was at the airport in Buffalo because, you know, we have a house in northwest Pennsylvania just outside of Erie. So every once in a while I fly out of the Buffalo airport. And I was there the day, of course, that would be the day that I had to fly out of there, the day that Terrell Owens came to Buffalo. And I tell you, people were so happy, and then they were so happy to see him leave, too. So I think it all worked out.
That's true. Well, he's one of those people, like, yeah, you want to see for a little bit, and then not anymore.
Like my relatives?
Yeah, he's a perfect in-law.
Yeah, that's it.
But I know you have a very exciting day for you because you have your special is coming out today.
Today, yeah. It's streaming live on Netflix. It comes out on iTunes in January, but today is the Netflix release. So I'm so excited to see what people think, although I don't really want to read their comments. I just, you know, it's your baby and it's your body of work, and I believe in this special, and I think that it's funny, and I'm proud of it. So I've been waiting and waiting and waiting to get it out there on a bigger scale.
Well, yeah, that would be mistake number one, reading the comments, because you'll get like two comments and then it just deteriorates into, I don't know, it's just people yelling at each other and calling each other names.
Oh, yeah, and people are so evil. Like, I think they think that's what those forums are for. So they don't really read them, but, you know, it's nice to just get the work out.
What's the name of your special?
Finding the Funny. So it should be pretty simple. And to be honest with you, if you just put Tammy, T-A-M-M-Y, into Netflix, it will pop up because there apparently aren't a lot of actresses named Tammy.
Oh, I did not know that. I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? I could not name a Tammy, so there you go.
Right. Then look at that. See? So it worked out. I'm kind of, it's wonderful unless you're watching the movie Ted.
Yeah, so, and now it's just like, you're what, enjoy this day and then it's back to work, working on the next special?
Yeah, I mean, that's it. I'm actually already, I've already lost 20 minutes of that hour, trying to trade it out to get new stuff. So I'm trying to get a whole new hour, but that takes time. It's amazing how comics like Seinfeld and Louis C.K. can turn it over very quickly. I'm not going to be able to. I know who I am. But probably in about a year and a half, then I'll have a good hour that I'm ready to go again.
Well, I think that sounds like a good amount of time. I mean, you can't, like Louis C.K., he's number one on the power rankings of comedians. He's,
yes.
Well, I don't know what he's doing. He's performance enhancing, I believe. We'll find that out later.
Right. Yes, he's got an asterisk next to his name.
I don't know what that guy's on. I want some of it, though.
Genius. It's called genius, and not a lot of people are allowed to have that.
But well, yeah, but you're also busy. You're married. You have a child.
Yeah, but I just don't write that way. You know what I mean? I've never been that. Some people write that way. I know people that can write out. I could write a new hour tomorrow, but I can't tell you that it would be funny. So, and I like to do my, when you watch my special, you'll see, like, I do callbacks. I like to wrap it all up. I was a big fan of, like, you know how a Seinfeld episode would have all these different parts and then it would all get wrapped back into one. Right. I like those callbacks. So to me, it wasn't finished until everything made sense all over again.
Well, I think people do like, you know, it's like a nice, a mosaic. And I, as a child of the 80s sitcoms, I like everything wrapped neatly in the package at the end.
Right, me too. However delusional it might be.
No cliffhangers.
Right. I don't want to hear that it was just a dream.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm excited.
Yeah, so you can go to and you know, you said, if in case someone out there, some people don't have Netflix, it'll be available on iTunes.
Yeah, but you know, Netflix, it's amazing. They have a month for free. So download it, get a free month, watch my special, some other funny comics, Bill Burr, Kathleen Madigan, watch their special, and then cancel it. What do we care?
Exactly. Well, yeah, I think they call it binging now, like binging and or just binging on comedy. You know, like when you watch a whole season of something, so just binge on comedy.
Right, there you go.
Start there. Start with Tammy, because you were, people probably know you from season two of Last Comic Standing?
Yeah, it was season two, and then we had what we had called season three, but then the network changed it, so yeah. We had a really good time. That was a fun season.
Well, season three, that was like the battle, or not the battle, but you guys kind of went against, well, you were always going
it
against
was.
Each other.
It was, they
it
called
was like,
it the battle of the seasons.
Oh, yeah, you went against season two versus season three.
No, we are season two. We went against season one, so they called that. And then they called that season three, and then they went away for 2 years, and then they came back and called that season three. So weird.
Right. Or no, and then what season, like poor Alonzo Bowden won, and then they just canceled it, and I don't even think they gave him
No, that's the one I'm talking about.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah, Alonzo, Kathleen, John Heffron, Gary Goldman, Todd Glass, Bonnie McFarlane, Ant, Corey Holcomb were all in my season two. And then those same people and Jay London, we went against season one, which was Rich Voss and Ralphie May and Corey Kahaney, and that's the one that Alonzo won, but they didn't even play the ending of it.
Right, that's where he like, oh, the black guy won, we're going to just shut it down.
they shut us all down, no matter what. And then all of a sudden they brought it back.
Well, I think it is a good show. Like, I don't know, I like to see, despite what people criticize it for, like, it's just good to see comedians being funny on TV. Like, I don't think you can go wrong there.
No, you know, I think by the end, they got it down. When they stopped trying to make it a reality show and create scenarios and make fake fights between us and cause all these problems, you know, I mean, they had me fighting with Bonnie McFarlane, and she hadn't even been in the house for 3 weeks. It was just all editing, you know. So, it's just, that's, once they get rid of the reality and just concentrated on the stand-up, I think they really hit it out of the park. But now it's over, like everything that makes any sense. Why keep something good on TV?
Well, hopefully, maybe someone might revive it one more time if they realize they can make money off it somehow.
Yeah, maybe. Though, who knows? Every comic, I don't even use it as a credit anymore because every comic in the world uses it as seen on Last Comic Standing. So that means even if you were standing in line for the audition, they use it as a credit.
I guess if you're on TV for more than 30 seconds, like, yeah, those long lines of people just standing in line.
Yeah. So what does that mean for me who finished in third place? Like, so I shouldn't use it.
Yeah. And it's funny, like, was it, since you were like the two women in the house, they're like, we got to have them fight because they're the two
women.
Well,
there were three of us, Kathleen and Bonnie and myself. But yeah, I think that was it. You know, reality was brand new then. That's how long ago we did it. We did it 10 years ago. So I think they were just, we didn't know. We were all naive. We thought we were on a game show. We didn't know we were on a reality show. We thought we were in a contest. So because we weren't fighting, they had to make something up.
So it was literally like the producers would be like, you know, maybe you should go, they like try to prompt you to go yell at Bonnie or so, or just do
no,
it like
no,
editing
no,
wise?
No, like I said, she wasn't even in the house. I was mad at something else. she wasn't in the house. She was eliminated on day like 9 or 10. On day 28, I was mad at something. I went upstairs in the changing room where you could let off steam and no one could hear you, and they showed me being mad, and then they cut it to make it look like I was mad at her. So she wasn't even in the house. It had nothing to do with her.
I like the final season where it was just basically stand-up. That was the best. And then,
yeah,
I mean,
that's what
judges,
I heard. I stopped watching that because I just believe, I was just so busy. There's so much stuff going on, I just didn't have time, and it's at night, and I wish, I'm a huge stand-up fan, and I like to watch people, but I also like to see them live because there's nothing that can substitute. You can't trick people out of their money. I'm really excited. At the end of the month, I'm doing a show with Jenny McCarthy called Dirty Sexy Funny, and we're taping this special for Epix, and we're filming it in Vegas, but it's a conversation that we've been having back and forth. I'm like, this better all be funny. This can't just be like hot chicks with, not meaning me, but some girls that she puts in, hot chicks with no tops on, because it's got to be funny,
Well, yeah, totally. Well, where's that? That's going to be on Epic?
Yeah, we taped it at the Hard Rock, we will tape it at the Hard Rock in Vegas,
Well, that sounds exciting. I love, Jenny McCarthy has a good sense of humor.
She does. She really, really, truly does. And she's dating a Wahlberg, so not bad.
Oh, which, is it secret? I don't know which, or what, it only has to be, well, there's only two, right?
Right, she's dating Donnie.
Oh, right. Well, not the greatest.
Yeah, that's no secret.
The second tiered, one. No offense.
Yeah, but he's the original. As much as we love Mark, he's the original.
That's true. He was the original bad boy from New Kids on the Block.
Yeah, please, who didn't love them?
Although, to be fair to Jenny, she should have a sense of humor because she's really very hot, so...
She really, and gorgeous, and she has the same sense of humor that her cousin Melissa has. Everybody thinks Melissa's such a great comedian. So is Jenny. She's just so pretty, you can't laugh because you're like staring at her.
Well, us guys are kind of dumb. It is hard to, we just get a little stunned by that.
Girls too. Just doesn't make you gay because you want to look at someone.
Well, yeah, no, we all want to look at something pretty, nice looking, I guess.
That's right. That's why no one likes... I shouldn't say no one, but barely anybody likes a hairless cat,
Yeah, those things are pretty pretty ugly.
Kind of creepy, unless you're Egyptian.
After that, are you kind of still doing, you're not like all out on tour, but I mean, you're just kind of going around the country still doing the clubs or?
Yeah, no, theaters, clubs, I never stopped. You just constantly go. I work every weekend, but it only turns out to be about 5 days out of the month. No, I'm sorry, 6 days. Because I just work, I just work tomorrow. And then I just work next Friday. And then I work the following Saturday. And then I work in Vegas for those 3 days. So 6 days.
Right. But, yeah, it kind of works out like that. But I feel like it's still hard work to, even though you're a stand-up, you work technically, if you want to break it down, like 20, when you first start out, maybe 20 minutes a night. But you got to spend all day kind of...
Oh, for sure. Travel like a crazy person. Always. I've never stopped. I worked when I was pregnant. I was, on stage pregnant and gave birth the next day. I didn't know I was going to give birth the next day, but I did, Of course, it's the travel. It's like the old song, the audiences are heavenly, but the traveling is hell. That's what's the hard stuff. But I love what I do, so.
Well, they say laughter can sometimes induce labor, so that was probably, you were probably laughing and then.
Yeah, that's probably it. That's probably exactly what it was. Maybe I should get it. They should have saved me on the epidural then.
And your husband's a stand-up too, isn't he?
He does stand-up, yeah, but he's really mostly a producer now. He's just an amazing producer. He's got films going all the time. But it was a really funny stand-up and helped me travel when I was pregnant and was also the executive producer of the TV show that we had at our house. We had a show on WeTV called The Stand-Up Mother for a while, so it was a lot of fun.
Okay. Oh, and you're not doing that anymore, though?
No, we did a season and we're done. It was just enough.
Well, you got to know when it, you got to, be like Dave Chappelle. End it early instead of late.
We had a great time. It was nice to we had a great crew, but, I'm at the level that I have enough people who know who I am, but not enough money to have security. And it got a little bit weird with people coming around the house and just randomly ringing the doorbell asking to see, is this where the show is filmed? So
put you on the tour map. Well, you're probably the biggest celebrity down in Pennsylvania, right? I don't know.
Yeah, there's not, right. As I said, I live in the town where Sharon Stone was from, but she left. So there's nothing to do here. But just check me out and look for Amish people.
Uh-oh, you just put it out there. I have a large listenership. Now people are going to, they know what, they're going to Google that, and they're going to figure out where you live.
Uh-oh. Well, anybody will tell you in this town, they don't protect it at all.
Oh, someone stops a guy and says, hey, do you know where Tammy Pascatelli lives? Hey, down there.
Please, trust me. That's why I ended up with a gun safe and a German Shepherd. Although I'm happy for both.
Right. Well, I kind of find it, but I know, well, I can't speak for female, but I know male stand-ups are kind of insecure, so I mean, that's good. Like, when you have two funny people, I think that's, I don't know. My ultimate point is like,
the least insecure human being on the planet. I mean, he has confidence. He should have been like a singer of the level of Elvis or Tom Jones, one of those old. I wish my son would get just a tenth of his confidence. His confidence is crazy. So right. I'm not even allowed to be insecure around him because it just does, he can't compute it. If I'm like, oh, I'm nervous, he's like, nervous is the anticipation of failure. You're excited. Like, oh. Oh my God, you grew up in a different house than I did.
Yeah, it looks like he grew up with those inspirational posters, like with the cat hanging there, all that.
No, they just didn't pay attention to him.
Well, that is one way to develop self-confidence, I guess.
That's it. They didn't pay attention to him enough to tell him that he was wrong.
Well, I mean, I guess that's probably what makes that's good. I mean, I think my roundabout way is like, I'm just not sure if sometimes two comedians might not be good together. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I'm sure if you're competitive over your careers, that would be really tough. But because he produces and I don't possess that skill, you know, all I really have is the stand up. So there's nothing competitive, you know, we're pretty supportive, but I'm sure if you were competitive and you're both trying to get the same gigs, but ultimately at the end of this life as a stand-up, I mean, you just find a way to make it happen. We're all pretty supportive of each other in the community. Unless they're not. and then when they're not, they're idiots, but that's okay.
Right, you know, I know for the most part, I mean, when it comes to, you know, when someone gets something or whatever, there is room for everybody, so it's not a big deal.
Yeah, right, and he's never going to get any part I auditioned for.
I guess, yeah, probably not, since you're man, woman.
Right,
I guess,
so, yeah, so, well, I'm sorry you have to run. I really appreciate you having me on the show.
Yeah, I appreciate you calling. And are you going to be coming back to Buffalo anytime, back to the Helium?
I don't have anything scheduled, but I certainly hope so because I had such a great time over there at Helium. So if anybody wants to see me, just call over there and request me. They're really good people over there. And I had some great shows. I was there opening week.
Yeah, I was there. So, but if anybody wants, anyone around the country can just, if they happen to be traveling, you have a website, I'm sure you can, where you'll be.
Sure. Pascatelli.com, or just head over to Netflix and watch that special. It'll link everything all up.
There you go. Yeah, and go to Netflix and check that out.
Thanks all right. So much.
No problem. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Have a great day.
You too.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.